This next story has a moral to it. Take a bite of the apple, but watch out for the worm. Apple, as in the tech giant. Here's the backstory. Apple had a sweet deal in Ireland for nearly 25 years, from 91 just up to last year. The company, based, as we all know, in Cupertino, California, attributed sales to a head office in Ireland. That allowed Apple to pay a corporate tax of about 1%. This was supposedly all legal, and Apple in Ireland liked the deal. But a 3-year investigation by the European Commission concluded the arrangement is illegal. It says Apple owes Ireland $14.5 billion in back taxes. What's interesting about it is that both Apple and Ireland are going to appeal the decision. So what is up? My colleague at the BBC, Rory Kethlen-Jones, is here now to explain. First of all, does this ruling come as a surprise?
Well, it's not a complete surprise in that 2 years ago, the European Commission first wrote to the Irish government saying it believed that this was an offence against their rules. This amounted to state aid, which is illegal in the EU, and it was expressing its concern about it. What's come as a huge surprise is the sheer scale of the amount that they want Apple to pay back in terms of back taxes. There was a similar case involving Starbucks and the Netherlands government, where Starbucks was ordered to pay something like 30 million euros, about $30 million, in fact. And so the fact that we're talking billions here rather than millions, that comes as a huge surprise.
Yeah, and $14.5 billion in back taxes, does that suggest how good a deal this all was for Apple?
Well, yeah, there's quite a lot of detail in the European Commission's finding on this. And effectively, they're saying vast amounts of revenue from all around the world were being funneled through Ireland, and they're paying very little tax. Ireland has a corporate tax rate of 12.5%. But the Commission says that at one stage, it was paying a rate of 0.005%.
Wow.
In other words, on $1 million, it was paying basically $50 in tax.
That's incredible. So how does Ireland feel about the ruling? Because they get billions back in back taxes at some point, but they also seem to like the arrangement with Apple.
Well, here's the interesting thing. The Irish government, and I think there's a bit of a row within Ireland about this, but the Irish government is appealing against it. Basically, it's being found guilty of breaking European law. It doesn't believe that's the case. Yes, there's this huge windfall, but Ireland's whole policy over the last 25, 30 years has been to try and attract the world's big technology names. And it's been pretty successful in that. Lots of other American technology firms there too. And its relationship with Apple goes back an enormously long way. It was in 1980 that Steve Jobs first traveled to Cork in Ireland and set up Apple's first European operation there. So it's a long relationship which has survived through thick and thin. And both sides seem to want it to carry on. And both sides are accusing the European Commission in Brussels of, frankly, interfering in affairs which are none of their business.
How is this decision going to affect the Irish themselves?
Well, the Irish citizens, we've had a few interviews with Irish citizens in Cork today. They seem to have mixed views. Some people saying, wow, it did seem like we gave them a ridiculously generous deal. But others saying, hey, well, we like the jobs and we don't want the jobs to go. I mean, Apple is waving a sort of red flag and warning that this could affect investment across Europe. I think a lot of people are basically sitting in, who've watched these kind of investigations over the years, are preparing for the lawyers to fight long and tedious battles. And I think the betting is that that huge sum probably never will be paid in the end.
You know, Rory, everybody thought the big Apple story right about now would be the release of the iPhone 7, which rumor has it is coming soon. What does this news mean for Apple? Does it sober them up? Will it impinge on their profits?
When you think of how much money, over $200 billion, is in Apple's cash pile, even $14 billion won't really make much of a difference. And as I said, they're very unlikely to be paying it in the short term. What it does mean is that Apple is entering an environment, as a lot of other multinational companies, which is more hostile to these kind of sweetheart deals. And we'll have to work out, you know, what that means for its relationships with countries around the world.
My BBC colleague, Rory Kethlen-Jones, thanks for your time.
Thank you.